Hey, what's going on? What's
what
going
the
on?
Fuck?
Welcome back.
Oh,
Welcome
shit.
back.
Your voice threw me off. What's up, guys? Welcome back, man.
Why?
It was just a little, I don't know, it was a little deeper than I was expecting.
You know,
I was like, what the fuck was that? I was like, oh, man.
What do you mean?
It sounded like a different start than what you normally do, you know? I don't know.
Like, usually I'm like, hey,
why
guys.
Are you already going for the drink, man? Why are you already going for the drink?
There's not a limit. There's not a limit.
We just started. How are you already, like, somewhat parched in some type of way? I don't understand.
I think everybody who watches this understands what we do before
anything.
This podcast
I don't,
and why we are parched.
As a black man in America, I don't do that. You know, that's not for me.
As a bisexual man in America, I don't think I do that either. I don't want to be put on any lists, any forums, any watch lists, you know what I mean?
Watch list.
Mm-hmm.
What type of watch list?
Bisexual men who smoke weed. Kind of watch list, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be put on that kind of watch list.
Oh.
Just like you don't want to be put on a person of color smoking weed in America.
I don't smoke weed. I don't know why you're throwing that in there. Like, I do that.
No, like, we don't do that in any way.
For legal reasons, I don't do anything.
Yeah, we don't
I don't
do
know.
That.
You're corrupting.
We've never tried.
I don't know what
people
you're...
who smoke weed are junkies. And I would report them to the police.
I didn't say that, but, like, that was really incriminating. That was really powerful, actually. I didn't sign up for no jurisdiction around here. Let me tell you.
I mean, hey, man, you know, sometimes you just gotta be honest.
Honestly. Because
people can read you like a book.
I don't know where that went. I don't know where that,
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see me walking down the street, what are you gonna think? He's a conservative. No.
What?
Man bun.
I'm very confused.
Circular glasses sometimes.
I'm very confused in the direction. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I don't know either. I don't know where it... I don't know what philosophical landmark that went to take there.
Sometimes I confuse even the smartest of people.
Just the context of the spoken word that was, you know, verbiaged.
I mean, you're trying to act coy about what we do before the podcast, even.
No, I'm not acting coy. I'm just not
incriminating yourself.
I didn't sign up to be just broadcasting.
Let's watch. I wish we could have clips of the old podcasts and see exactly what you said in each one, to where maybe you've incriminated yourself before, We're a little bit more conscious now.
Like maybe we're...
growing up?
No, just...
realizing?
Using our structure for balance and prejudice, you know?
Saying random words in a sentence doesn't really...
No, there was no randomness. That was all...
So let's repeat exactly what you just said.
I said... Look here, man. What I said doesn't really matter.
What did you just say?
It doesn't matter in that sense.
It wasn't random. It was thought out. You thought about it before you said it. You should know what you said.
Of course.
So say it again.
What did I say?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know.
Structured prejudices.
Structured prejudice.
Okay. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Well, you see, that's actually a deep...
And you were talking about what I was saying was a structured prejudice.
I don't know.
That's what you said.
I don't know. Was that the context?
Were you just saying random words?
When you look at it at the case of a random word, a random
when you look
word
at it at a base
is...
level, words are all random.
Yeah, actually.
And
I'm glad you actually brought that up, because that brings me to a point. If words are all random, the meaning of words and sentences is just a scrambled jumbunction of what is thought to be the English language.
What was
that? You know, and... On that every single level, I just really feel...
Crumbunction.
Jumbunction. Oh, you're going to look it up, actually. He's actually looking it up. In the meantime...
Yeah, it looks like there aren't any great matches. Rambunction is...
Yeah, you know, that's the sister cousin of it, actually. That's where we move
uncontrollably on. Exuberant. Boisterous.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the context I
ACT
meant.
ACT word.
It's the context I meant, you know? But, like... That, in and of itself, actually, brought me to the ad that I want to give out here. You see this? I don't know if you all know this. I don't know if it's coming off better for you video watchers out there, but this is actually a new
iPhone
device that we're using, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what about it is brand new? Well, what are the specs on this one versus the last ones?
If you really ask, actually. Right. I don't mean to, you know.
When we look this up?
Actually, no, because I...
You know it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Of course, it's an iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Pro Max, which of is better than the...
11 Pro Max, I just had an 11 Pro. That's what I was using before. Mm-hmm. It's a very lower model, as I would say. Mm-hmm. But on this bad boy here, you know, the camera's better. I don't know if you all can tell. I don't know. I hope so.
In what way is it better?
I don't know.
I mean, it looks better. You can tell.
I hope so.
You can tell what the picture is. I hope what the video is.
I didn't really pay more money for it to not... it sounds better, but I also had concrete just, like, stuffed inside of my phone, so I didn't really...
Concrete stuffed inside of your phone?
Yeah, the dust particles.
You might want to explain the context on that for people.
Oh. Yeah, I like to play in concrete. It's a pretty cool passion.
That sounds fucking weird. I like to play in concrete. Just for fun. Shit's a giggle, so I like to just go around, find wet concrete, and...
Yeah. Step in it.
Like wet puddles.
Yeah, it's like... It's actually very soothing. Some call it a form of ASMR. But no, I work at Lowe's home improvement store. It's an okay place, I guess.
You want me to read these specs for the camera?
Go Lowe's.
There's a bunch of
working lumber. I don't really...
Let's go video recording, because that's exactly what we're using here.
We're still on that, huh? We want the actual specs. We want to give the people what they want, huh? I like it.
So, what we're using right now, obviously, is the 1080p at 60 frames a second.
Yeah, from my understanding.
You want 60 frames a second, and we tried using 4K one time on an older device, granted. Yes. But it was choppy.
Should have been it just didn't work.
It didn't go exactly how we wanted
exactly.
it to. And that, we don't like that. And so it can, I mean, it looks, it has stereo recording, but we're using a microphone, so.
That's what's up.
It doesn't really, you know, video formats, HVAC and H.264, which when you upload that on a computer... Oh, excuse me.
I don't know.
Transferring that to a computer actually makes it a lot easier for video editing and formatting on a computer.
You know this information, huh?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And it has a night mode time-lapse cinematic video stabilization at 4K, 1080p, and 720, which is actually really good for taking pictures during videos. I don't know if you ever do that. You ever, like, record yourself singing songs?
No. Oh.
take any pictures doing that. You got 3x optical zoom, digital zoom up to 9x. So that's I've seen people taking pictures, not a mile away, but maybe a quarter mile, and they zoom in. It looks really good when you zoom in.
I hope so.
Versus like, you know, the old iPhones when you zoom in, it looks like a grainy mess. But now it's not. So you know, it's a little better.
That is, I thank you for that.
No problem.
You really would. A little bit deeper than
was needed
in the water than I expected.
Hey man, actually. You know sometimes
you, as one might say, took a dive deep down into that. That's going to be gone within the next 2 minutes, actually.
And so it'll be gone.
Okay.
Sometimes in life, you have to adapt.
Exactly, like Joe Rogan. He's adapted terribly,
horribly since COVID. Yeah. But a bit before that as well.
He was the reason that I...
we wanted to do this.
We. Yes. I said I. There's no I in team, guys.
There's I in win.
But there's an I in me.
No, there's not. For any confused viewers, there's no I in me. I don't know if we have any English learners.
Joe Rogan, man. He really, like... He's not vaxxed. I'm a vaxxed American, double vaxxed. Fuck a Rona.
He got COVID.
He did.
And took horse medicine.
Is he vaxxed? Wait, is he vaxxed?
Probably.
Yeah, he might be vaxxed, actually. I think he's still just like... I don't think he's a supporter of it. I don't know. See, like, me personally, I'm at the point where I just like... If you're not vaxxed, I don't give a shit. Like, get the Rona, die, whatever. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so
care.
What the only thing I'm seeing when I search is Joe Rogan vaccinated. It's an unfortunate response.
I'm talking about him saying don't get it.
It's him comparing the proof of vaccination cards to Nazis. The yellow Nazis
probably
symbols that Jews had.
I mean, hey, I'm a double vaxxed American.
Pretty fucked up.
So,
I mean, even though he criticized Marjorie Taylor Greene for saying the exact same thing, and then
Elizabeth Warren is a fake native.
That's his only political statement. I feel like Joe Rogan, ever since he had conservative guests on more and more.
And you don't like him anymore because you feel that he's more conservative instead of the moderate.
He's always been more conservative. I've always respected him, but like now it's just like gone off the rails where it's like a crazy uncle kind of.
You think so?
Somewhat.
When's the last time you watched?
It's been a year.
Oh,
I watch highlights, but like,
where do you watch your highlights at?
On the place where he used to upload all the.
Where's that at?
YouTube.
But like, what's the channel so like the people can.
I'm not linking, they know, they want to see it, they can fucking look it up themselves. I'm not plugging his motherfucking shit.
Technically it's a plug, right, if we're talking about
it. We are talking about it, but so we're like saying.
In a way, somebody might view this and be like, I'm going to go watch Joe Rogan now.
They probably stopped watching this as
and
we
went
said
to go
his
watch
name
Joe
was
Rogan,
like, you know what,
actually.
I'm actually want to go. But then they might think the same way we do, where it's like, he has gone off the rails. He is a little bit
but
more
I mean,
conservative. He,
like
he took
saying,
horse medicine before
like,
he got COVID.
I think... I don't know. He might. I think that might have been like. I don't know.
Ivermedicine.
I don't know. No, but as a double vaxxed American, like I said, I don't really give a shit. I'm vaxxed.
So
fuck you. You're not. You know, it's your loss.
It's not really safe still, even if you are double vaxxed.
I don't give a shit.
With a Moderna or Pfizer.
Hey, that's on them.
Johnson & Johnson either. There are breakthrough cases because there are variants because people. Do not want to get vaccinated and or wear masks. And the longer that people do not get vaccinated and wear masks, the longer it's going to mutate and cause more damage to people
mask,
like you and me.
But I'm not going
to
wear
double
a mask
vaccinated.
If I don't have to wear a mask.
I like to wear masks in public. I forgot mine today. A little anxious.
Actually, every time I've gone out with you into public the past... couple times I've been over here. I don't think you've had on a mask, actually.
I actually had.
I don't know.
No, because we went to the mall.
If you look back, when we did go to the mall, you did not have on a mask.
I did.
I did not.
I did walking in.
Oh,
we got
so
to
you
the
took
change,
it off.
We got to the change room area, and it wasn't necessary, and then I put
what?
It back on when I walked around the store.
No, you didn't.
I think I did. I have pictures of me walking around.
No.
I believe I do.
No, actually,
listen, I'm willing to go and retrieve video evidence.
You don't have to, like...
I mean, hey, man. I remember what happened. And then, where are the other places we're going?
I don't even think it matters. You're just going to say you wore a mask in those situations.
That's not true.
As well.
That's not true.
So?
That's not true.
You sure?
I am positive. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
I don't have to what?
You don't have to lie.
I'm not lying.
You don't really need to.
I know. Thank you for telling me that. I really do appreciate you for telling me that.
Oh. Lying's bad, people.
It is.
You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. Even if it tries to help you push their values forward, don't lie. Don't lie. Makes you look bad. Makes you look bad in the...
really bad.
In the long run.
Lying is a deadly disease.
Over the deadly murder. Kill people. So...
Speaking of lying.
When you think of killing people...
Speaking of lying.
And... Just moving into...
No, lying. You got R. Kelly, man. He's lying.
That's
He's
not
in
where
the
I expected
zone.
That to go. I was going to go...
really?
Into Bill Cosby, actually.
Both lied.
And
both are liars. And monsters and manipulators.
R. Kelly just, you know, he believed in pissing on children. And
you think that's okay?
You just said,
he believed in pissing on children. You were nodding as you said it. Well, you can watch this back. He believed in pissing on children. And he also believed in keeping women in basements, tied up in a disgusting, cruel manner, and keeping them as sex slaves. Mostly young black women as well. Because I believe a stat I saw is 1 in 4 black women in their lives have been sexually assaulted. In America, at least. And R. Kelly, unfortunately, had a big role to play for that. That's true.
I'm still caught up on the question in which you asked as if I believe that him pissing on children was okay.
Clearly,
That was a very, it's a very off the rails.
I think you take shit too literally. Clearly, it you felt, obviously don't support it. But
I don't know.
You know the tone you were saying it. You know it was a joke because you were saying it in an awfully gleeful manner as you were saying it. It was a joke. Clearly, you don't support it.
I don't know.
I feel ashamed that I even have to reiterate that. That I know you don't support them.
They might think that I'm into that.
No.
They really don't.
I think if they watched every episode up to this point, if not even, they would even recognize that you're not.
I just want to say that I'm not.
I think we all know that. But I'm glad you came out.
I didn't come out and say that I like watching R. Kelly piss on children.
I don't think anybody said that you said that. I don't think anybody said that you came out and said you liked watching R. Kelly say that. I said you came out and said, I'm not into that. That's what you came out and just
know.
Said.
I don't know.
You made it apparent, like, hey, I'm not really into that.
Because I'm not. I'm not, actually.
Get it? Say it again.
I'm not R. Kelly. Nope. Not my support.
I mean, he's going to prison for a long time.
Prison. Jared Fogle's in prison.
Good. Same thing, man. Same thing.
No, Jared Fogle had a lot of child porn on his phone.
Yeah. And children. It's
lost,
fucked up. People
lost weight eating $5 footlongs.
It's fucking sick how many
that's probably a lie,
people
though,
like
right?
fucking kids.
That was probably a lie.
Who?
Jared Fogle, like, losing weight from eating Subway.
Most definitely a lie. Clearly.
Like, eat fresh. That was probably
capitalism.
Just like a...
That's...
I don't know if it was capitalism.
Who do you think paid him to say that? And lie.
Well, I don't think it's lying. I think he's just benefiting his gain.
You just said, do you think he was lying?
No, I said, yeah. He wasn't lying, though. He was, like, obscuring the truth. Like, he was just...
So, lying.
No, because, like, when you really think about it, Subway was trying to benefit themselves.
With
so, like,
money.
Yes.
Capital.
So, like, you just use this guy to go out there and push your propaganda. And, well, it works.
And that's okay
paid,
with you.
They get paid. We all get paid.
But it's sickening.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right? That's how business works.
I guess what he had to do was touch kids.
Okay.
And
so
take
like,
pictures of them.
You just said, because I'm into
what?
The capitalistic side of it,
what?
That I am into... Him touching children as well. That is two different disconnects.
You're taking there. A Yao Ming reach, aren't you? You're
Yao
reaching.
Yao Ming, huh? Because what? Because
he has a big reach.
Because I
he's
believe.
Tall.
So, like, but still, man, you really, like, gosh.
I don't
gosh,
think I connected
by,
that.
By G. Willikers.
You are taking everything I say quite back to that point for some reason. I don't understand why.
What
we're going to move past the whole. A little funny segue here. We're going to move past all the child pedophilia talk and move to OnlyFans.
That wasn't funny. And that's not a good place to go after that.
So.
We can't. No, MCU. The movies and shows. They're coming out, bro.
Nah, I feel like.
Marvel's killing, bro. Hey, dude. Their shows are like top notch on Disney Plus.
This is now where I wanted to talk about.
You know what Disney Plus? You know what Disney Plus leads into? Netflix, Sex Education, really good show. What do you think?
What do I think? You really want to know that? So basically,
give me some apple juice while you do that.
MCU. I think the last thing we talked about show wise on this podcast was Falcon and the Winter Soldier, maybe.
That shit bussin'.
That shit was great. I feel like...
Probably the third best show, though.
Loki was amazing.
Loki was the best show.
Mind-bending really is going to push forward the MCU in many ways.
What you were going to use there.
What was the word thanks for the with? Input of what I was going to say, but...
That was you were... You said...
But I didn't want to say fulfill anything because it didn't really fulfill.
Yeah, no.
But it promised a brand new jump for the MCU future wise. Movies that came out, Black Widow, great. I liked it. He says it was trash. He didn't say that.
The end was okay, but like
he didn't say that after the movie when we saw it. But I guess now he watched some review videos of it and he said it's bad now.
I went to sleep.
You gotta sleep during most movies we see in theaters now. But that doesn't mean they're bad. Hong Kong
movie's trash.
Hong Kong versus Godzilla was trash.
Hong Kong versus Godzilla.
So what? You said fucking Hong. Anyway.
You said Hong Kong. But
now it's gonna seem racist when I talk about Shang-Chi about the next movie that we're fucking seeing.
It's racist that you confused the Japanese monster that is. No, you got Godzilla right. Why'd you call King Kong Hong Kong? That's just, I don't even get that.
Because they sound Kong, similar.
Hong. Also, we went to see the Millie Bobby Brown one. We didn't go see King of Monsters?
King of Monsters versus dog shit.
Kong versus Godzilla was actually a pretty solid movie.
Yeah. We saw that.
King of Monsters was the second worst movie.
Shang-Chi was great. MCU. Shang-Chi was great. I mean, I feel like they really stepped it up. They really showed out for Asian culture in that movie. Rich Brian had a song in it. I don't know if you know who that is.
So you equate that movie to, like...
The Black Panther.
I knew you were going to go there.
That's where you were about to fucking go. No. Where were you about to go? Say it.
Where was I going to go?
Say it.
Where was I going to go?
Say it. Where were you going to go?
I was going to go
finish the sentence you were about to say.
Captain Marvel and women empowerment.
Did you see his fucking face when he said that? That is the most facetious shit I've ever heard come out of his mouth.
Because, look.
Really? What's your favorite part in Captain Marvel?
When she flies through the blockbuster.
In the very beginning. She's lying. So.
No, you know, it's actually the ending when she gets the powers where, like, the shit explodes. And then, that was actually.
So, Shang-Chi. Great. Mm-hmm. A little controversy, though, I did see.
What?
With. What was her name? Comedian. Awkwafina.
The drink.
The drink.
Water. Awkwafina. Oh. Water.
Yeah. We're not sponsored, so I don't know why you
brought that up. Not sponsored by Apple either.
Okay. But you did talk about iPhones.
Yeah, we gotta give quality to the quality.
But there was controversy with Awkwafina because apparently she was using a
racial slur.
AAVE accent in the movie.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, you don't know what it means.
No, I do. I didn't want to mess it up, though.
AAVE.
African American Vernacular English. It's like slang and stuff that mostly African Americans.
Why did you just tap me on that? Why did you just.
Because you, my friend, aren't African American.
That most. African-Americans, God.
Apparently, she uses a lot, like, slang and stuff, like how mostly African-American women speak and people, and she spoke like that a lot during the movie. And one of the interviewers was like, so why are you using a bunch of AAV in the movie? And she's like, it is just how I talk in the movie, and sometimes I talk like that in real life. But for the interview,
was that accent?
Because that's how she talks during interviews. She has this. She speaks normally, and then during
that wasn't.
But then
normal.
When she's trying to be funny, or act in a movie, she talks like this. You know what I mean? Like she talks. Like,
what the fuck was that?
Like she talks in a AAV accent. Oh. You know what I mean? So
why did you just do one?
Because I was trying to imitate Awkwafina.
Okay.
And how she speaks. Me myself, I speak like this all the time.
Give or take.
I mean. What does that mean?
It just means give or take.
Elaborate.
It just means give or take.
Okay.
The freedoms that we have, it all derives from Britain. You know, No Time to Die. Is that what that's called?
I think the last one is it No Time to Die?
No, yeah, it's the one that comes out in October or something.
And you don't, because you haven't seen
I haven't seen any of them. I think they're all on HBO Max, or at least half of them is.
half of them is are.
I'll kill you. But like when you really think about it,
Daniel Craig really is the British. Why do you like the British? What about them?
I love British females. Love the accent.
Which one specifically?
You know, Oxford.
Oxford. Mm-hmm. No one female.
Birmingham. Oh, I thought you were talking about the region.
I don't know, British woman.
The Queen is pretty nice.
So.
Oh, dude, what's her name? The one from
Cardolan.
No.
Really?
No, the one from, she's in Sex Education. She's on Ted Lasso. Jackson's mom.
Oh, Shame Lady
from Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. She is probably, look, right, I may have a thing for the Gilfs.
Hannah Waddingham.
Mm-hmm. She's Waddingham and me. Let me tell you, I might let her, you know, in my mouth a couple of times.
That means spit.
No.
For maybe. The audio-only users.
Maybe, but, you know, if I had to pick, like, a solid British, like, I'm really into that. I'm really into that. Like, that's not, like, I wouldn't, like, that's just something, like, I would do some. She's amazing.
She's from London. Okay. Had to make sure you were.
Of course, you got that accent. Most
Commonwealth countries have a specific accent. You
know? But, like, there's another one. Like, who's the...
There's a lot of Commonwealth countries.
Like, there's... Man, the British are just... I like their vibe. I love the accent. The accent is just, like... It does something for me, you know? It's really...
Sexually?
Anyway.
Emotionally, physically. Metaphysically.
Yeah. Metaphysically. Way to bring that back. Hell yeah.
What a callback.
Y'all remember that? Maybe not. I don't know.
Probably not. Maybe.
If you're watching at this time point, you probably do, because you, hey, you...
If you're 27 minutes in and you're watching this,
I'm talking pretty much to me, and possibly him, right now.
I'm talking only to myself.
Because that's maybe, probably...
No, I'm not even going to say. I'm not going to bring that up. You said not to bring that up, so... But we have people that might be listening. Huh? We have people that might be listening.
I don't know where you were going to go with that.
You know. People that might be listening.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Never trust a bitch. That's your stuff.
And we're not going to go into that because...
That's why...
I hope that's not misconstrued as to my, my person.
Nah, that's just me. And simple facts.
All I'm gonna say is
they've all.
We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on.
Future.
All
energy.
I can say is, one day, a person is gonna treat you right.
Future energy.
And they are gonna love you, and you are gonna get the love you deserve.
But that's okay. That's why I got one OnlyFans subscription.
Yeah, man. OnlyFans. you gotta support local business.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
You gotta do the other.
I don't know. That was whack, too.
You didn't dap correctly.
Why are you going in so far, bro? You're looking bad for the black community, man. Can you snap, too? Oh, that was fire.
Should we do the intuition challenge real quick? Close your eyes to see if we can clap on the same time. Ready?
No, we're not going to get it. Dude, on everything. We're gonna look at that bag. I did it. I swear we did.
I didn't hear it. I did not hear it. We're gonna look at that's gonna be a clip.
Dude, okay, where's that at? Hold on. 30 minutes, bro. People, I did it. We're gonna see it.
You swear to God.
I swear to Jesus Christ himself.
I thought you were like, fuck, I didn't get it. But you were like, no, I did it. I was like, no way.
Dude, no, we did it. We did it. But OnlyFans is cool, though.
It is. No, but they had a little drama recently. Back to that.
they were gonna take all their stuff off.
They were going to take off the pornographic content.
That was how they made money. Why would they do that?
That's how they built their empire.
Exactly.
And built their franchise off the backs of those sex workers that were just going to get neglected and kicked off to the curb with no pay or any warning or any you know,
a lot deeper
compensation.
I was just viewing it as females making money out here, man.
Well, when you...
Or I guess males, too. There's females.
There's females and males. I've been told... Bro. I'm not even going to go into that, but...
Okay.
I'm just going to say I've been told to make one. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. There's always a niche for anybody's market.
There's always a audience. Yeah. 8 billion people, man.
Yeah, of course. But, like...
Speaking of an audience...
Oh, what?
Oh, no. What were you going to say?
Speaking of an audience...
That didn't make sense. I'm trying to
get an audience at my spoken word.
You like poetry?
Such that I'm going to have.
We need to find one. If you all are listening... Is there any niche? We're just using the word like we just figured out.
No, I know what niche means. Hold on.
What is it?
Niche,
tell me what it means.
Niche is like that's your own lane. That's your own like that's your like somebody is like specifically into that.
Okay, what is it you said?
Niche.
Somebody's specifically into something.
Yeah, like that's your area. Your thing.
A comfortable or suitable position in life or employment, a specialized segment of the market for a particular kind of product or service.
I mean...
As an adjective, it means denoting products, services, or interests
that appeal
to a small, specialized section of the population.
I mean, damn near. Damn near, bro. Damn near. Come on.
If you're going to get on me for the...
That's about 70-30, bro.
If you're going to get on
that's
me for 70-30. The other situation... Of the small amount of liquid in a glass.
A jigger? No, a jigger?
That
specifically?
That's 80-20. Jiggers, that situation in 80-20. This, 70-30.
Jigger didn't even have the definition that you were looking for.
I said it's a small amount of liquid left in something.
It's rum.
That's what it says in the definition. There's like 16 definitions.
No. 16 definitions and none of them was that definition. My first definition is literally half of what I had. First definition.
Comfortable or suitable position in life or employment.
Yes.
Yours?
Your niche. I said, bro, come on, bro.
I'm giving you that.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Is a jigger equal to a shot? It's 1.5 ounces. 1.5 ounces of liquid. Small amount of liquid.
Not liquid.
Nobody says it's specifically rum. Anyway, listen. We could argue the definition of words all night, but all words are made up, so... We could both be right.
Time is a concept. So, when you really think about
man-made
it...
Man-made construct.
When you really...
Don't try to sound like that smart kid in class who has no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, I don't need to have any idea of what I'm talking about, because metaphysically, I live in a world in which I can say anything.
So, define metaphysically.
Metaphysical is the idea of... Why do you keep looking stuff up, man? Like, I don't think that that's needed for this,
Why are you getting worried that you don't know what
metaphysical is actually... That's an actual word. So, like...
I know. So, what does it mean?
Well, metaphysical is, like, the one of one's mind and one's energy in which you use that to better prosper yourself. And you just, like, bring all of those good vibes in there, you know? So, like, to me, metaphysically... Mm-hmm. I just feel as though...
So it actually relates to metaphysics.
Mm-hmm. Meta world peace. So, like, when I think about it, I just, like... I just, like, move...
What?
...in a completely different time and energy.
Meta.
You know?
Meta world peace. We're on our test.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our test, as an artiste in the mind... As in the mind and the sorrows that I bring it back tomorrow.
Wrong, our test. Our test is our minds. Our world, our peace. Our peace of mind.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Damn!
I'm telling you, man. The slam poetry
that was actually
would go like... it would go crazy, man. It would go crazy. I would
pull, get some snaps.
I would pull mad poetry bitches, man.
That's where he goes. Immediately. After wanting to explore his inner poet, he goes, man, I would be pulling... Mad bitches. You would be, but like that's besides
when the point. You think about
that's
it.
That's besides the point. You should do it for your
literally come in within like
there. You should do it for your likeness of poetry.
No, with like a hat. with the coffee cup, maybe an ascot. Would kill.
Scarf.
Turtleneck. Oh my god. That would go hard.
Yeah, take.
That would go hard.
Yeah, circle glasses as well.
You come in with the hat, turtleneck, small gold chain, ears pierced.
You're not Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Not that type of
turtleneck. You know that picture? You know what I'm talking about?
We're not going fanny pack with the jeans on. You're going to look up the picture. I don't need the picture. I know the picture. I'm actually familiar with the picture. Thank you for it. Much appreciated, actually. It almost brings me back to the Sopranos. Really?
That was it gives me the shittiest segue, because how did that make sense? The Rock is not.
How did it make sense? Because The Rock is clearly like a... What is it? Is The Sopranos like the mob? I don't really know much about it.
So I guess you could say he kind of looks like a mobster in that picture with the gold chain and the turtleneck.
He looks like a hardened criminal.
But yeah, man, The Sopranos.
Yeah, I've never actually seen it. I'm not familiar.
It's a great show. HBO came on 99. I went to 2004.
I was not born in 1999.
Nor was I. But we were alive when it ended. And I remember kind of the hype around it when I was younger. Don't remember...
Oh, shit. Keep it moving.
I don't know what you said.
I spilled some apple juice
Thanks.
On my leg.
Please don't get it on my carpet.
Sorry.
You done?
Keep going, bro.
You done?
Come on. I don't know. Was that a bark?
That was a burp. That was my bad. That was my bad. I tried to just play off like you didn't hear it, but you heard it. And you acknowledged that you heard it. So, but anyway... The Sopranos, it takes place in New Jersey, and it really delves deep into not only the mob, but, like, the family connections and the emotional trauma and like, all the stuff that comes with it, and it's really good. I thought it was just going to be, like, Goodfellas or some shit, and it kind of is for, like, the
I've
first season.
Seen Goodfellas.
Have you seen any mob movies?
I've seen, like, half of Scarface.
Okay.
Say hello
Not
to
really
my
a mob
friend.
Movie. That's like a...
No, it is.
Drug lord... Kind of
mob,
not mob. Mob is like Italian.
Mobby,
like
Scarface was
Goodfellas.
Italian.
No,
Scarface
it wasn't
was Italian.
Let's rewatch the movie.
You seen The Irishman?
Actually, he might have been straight from Italy, but I'm talking about American Italy. The Irishman, yeah.
What the fuck is American Italy?
Like American Italian, not like from Italy, but like
Scarface was
New Jersey.
I'm pretty sure
Italian.
That shit was based in New York. The shit was literally
it's
based
Miami.
It was literally based in Queens, bro. Oh, it was Miami, wasn't it? Yeah, it might be drug lord type shit. Because I think he was, like, slinging coke. He was on, like, some...
Yep.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
Never mind.
So, anywho. I think I was thinking of Goodfellas.
Anywho, The Sopranos in New Jersey. It all takes place in the American-Italian people, like, all take place in the northeast of the United States. Like, you know, like New York,
racism.
New Jersey.
Boston.
Did you say racism? Boston, yeah, there too. But that's like Irish. But then...
Whoa. Don't degrade the people.
But, so what's the Boston NBA team called?
The Celtics.
Okay,
but look,
fuck off.
Don't degrade
so,
the Irish,
Sopranos,
bro.
You're trying to interrupt me, man.
It's Wait, was the Irishman based in Boston? Are they Irish?
Irishman was based in, like... Yeah, the main character in the Irishman.
I'm going to have to watch that.
In
it's
the
like three
Irishman.
Hours It's like 3 hours, though.
In The Irishman.
That doesn't mean anything.
Are they Irish?
The Sopranos. Do they sing soprano?
It's funny enough, in the first season, kind of a spoiler, Meadow Soprano, Tony's daughter, Tony being the main boss, kind of, not really, but you gotta watch. I don't really want to spoil. He's kind of, but not really. Mm-hmm. You gotta watch. She did sing alto in the choir, not soprano. But it is a good show, and they are having a new movie for it come out in 2 days called The Many Saints of Newark, and it's going to give, like, a little prequel to the show.
Now, quick thing real quick. A little off topic, but still on topic.
I'm coming back to that.
No, of course. This movie that's being released, this is the first movie of October for HBO Max. What movie released for HBO Max in September?
It was an Angelina Jolie movie. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't, like, good. It wasn't attention grabbing.
Was there one in August?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't good either.
So the ones for October is Sopranos. And when does Dune drop? Is that October?
Dune is actually...
Is that the end of October?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And they still have The Matrix. That's in December, though.
Yeah.
And then, what's the November movies?
Might as well look up HBO Max movies, but I'll explain the movie.
Sorry, I started thinking about that, and I was like, what HBO Max movies are there that's their Warner Brothers deal? You know, when you really look at it, that deal at the beginning of the year, when you couldn't go to a movie theater, was pretty solid. But, like, towards the middle of the way, like, when Space Jam came out and, like, Kong, they I feel like they lost a lot with that. Because those
they had In the Heights come out in August, which was fucking fantastic.
Well, that was the beginning of August.
Mortal Kombat, which...
Forgot about that.
They added that back, I'm pretty sure.
They Dune added a lot out, of them back.
Wonder Woman 84, I think that...
That's already came out.
Yeah.
That was the first movie that they dropped on...
Those Who Wish Me Dead was one with Angelina Jolie. That was...
Don't know what the fuck that is.
I saw, like, a clip from it. Didn't really look appealing.
The little things.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
That's
fantastic.
That's probably, like, one of the best ones.
Malignant. I think that came out recently.
You haven't seen it.
Space Jam The Legacy. Fantastic.
Decent.
But the remaining... Godzilla vs. Kong, that was great. Suicide Squad was great.
That came out. Yeah, Suicide Squad, that was August. Or was that July?
Tom and Jerry. And
that was earlier.
Eminiscence.
That was early.
Yeah.
What's Eminiscence?
No idea. And this one. I think... Oh, and the... I think that's the...
The Little Things.
What? If that's how you're referring to them, I'm going to have to question this shit. I was talking about Serenus and the Williams sisters.
No, The Little Things was a show that came out. Or a movie that came out.
What's the Venus and Serena?
That's like...
Because I know that's coming out.
Came out, hasn't it?
No.
What is that called? Will Smith.
Yeah, I think it's this one. Kira... No, it's not Kira Richard.
It is.
Is it?
King Richard.
King Richard.
King Richard.
That's their father.
So what is that called?
What is what called?
What does that say?
Where?
You said Kerr Richard.
I thought I said Kira.
Oh, King Richard. Yeah.
But, yeah, those are the rest of the movies. I did not realize it was actually that small of a list, but I guess spread out.
12. Well, yeah. There's 12 plus, like, there was two in, like, 3 months, so there's probably, like, 16 movies. What is that, 16? 4 times 4? Yep. I'm gay, bro. Come on.
First grade math.
No, but, like, I broke that down. Like, I straight guessed. I was, like, 12 months, plus there was, like, 2 extras in 3 months. Come on now, bro.
Anyway.
Bro, that's quick math, bro.
Many Saints of Newark. The newest one that's about to come out in 2 days.
Most fucking 16-year-olds can't even do that shit, bro.
Is a prequel to the show. and it's going to give a new light, pretty much, to the life of Tony Soprano before the show. So... I guess for you, because you haven't seen the show, maybe watch the movie and then give the show a watch, even though it's probably like not even on your list. And if it is, it'll probably be like 11.
My queue's pretty long.
But it is pretty good. I would recommend it because I did not expect much going into it, but for like an old show. Same with The Wire, but The Wire is also fantastic that I'm watching so far. But old shows like on HBO, it makes sense as to why HBO is where they are today, looking back at their old shows. You really understand how and why they did what they did. And how they do what they do.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that, actually. It's almost like their best show, Game of Thrones.
You know what year that came out?
2011.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. But, I mean...
What was that going?
It ended in 2019?
Yeah. Still miss it. Waiting on the prequels.
Yeah, the prequels. I've seen stuff come from, not like leaks, but like I've seen information come from it. Looks nice.
You still follow the accounts?
I follow, not, what do you mean?
Like the, you know, fan accounts? The Game of Thrones fan accounts? Really?
I get that shit.
No, I follow like two of them.
Yeah, I follow them and then they started posting like ads and shit for like...
Well, see, I follow one that's like a...
weed shit. Like
what? No. It's just like they'll post like random throwbacks of the show instead. And then one of them switched over to, House Targaryen?
Yeah.
They switched over. No, it's not House Targaryen, is it?
It's something like that.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
You don't want to plug exactly what
it is. We probably could have actually just plugged it if it's actually House Targaryen. But,
find out soon enough.
No, yeah, so they like switched over to that, so they just show that shit now. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you can be straightening out on the cam now.
Hmm?
Huh?
Straightening out. Hey, man, I'm just making sure my hair looks good, man.
Sorry, I had to get that.
You think I'm doing heroin? Nah, but it's gonna be a fun time.
Yeah, hopefully it's gonna be a fun time with these podcasts.
It's been really fun, man. Getting back in the vibe.
Yeah, it's been a long
hiatus
day without you, my friend. So I'll tell you all about it
when I see you again. Ooh, that's good.
Paul Walker's dead. So. It's been really nice, man. It's been really nice when you really think about it and you come into this on your own. And it's...
And because of your phone.
Yeah.
We'll probably be doing this more often, right? Flex on some
more for me.
Your iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Pro Max.
With the video specs that we listed earlier.
You heard them.
If not, rewind. Rewatch it. Actually, don't rewind.
The fucking air conditioning just kicked on at the end. I hope y'all didn't hear that startup.
Mike's so good, it might have, but
but not for real, though.
We'll probably do these more, so we might have more guests.
We will have more guests.
We actually...
The next episode, I will guarantee, will have a guest.
So, actually, I don't think we told them this, because this is the first one since then, right? We did do one with Nolan.
Yeah.
We recorded one. It was great.
No,
it was
fucking fantastic. No, it didn't record. The issue is we sat down and thought that it was recording. It was not recorded. So that footage was not lost.
Footage never got found.
Yeah. Never was recovered.
Can't recover something that never existed.
We don't have that footage.
But podcast was great. We had great conversations.
That's what sucks. That was a really good quality one. And that also would have made the hiatus like not be as long.
As bad, too.
Because like that one would have came out like what, a month and a half, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
If, probably more than that.
But he's itching to get back on.
I wouldn't say itching. Don't say that he's itching.
I'm itching to have him back on because it was such a great conversation because I feel like we're going to have
I want to get that back in there because that was a solid podcast. But what sucks is we kind of caught up in that podcast. You know? So like,
yeah,
we used a lot of good content in that podcast. I don't think like we could really go back and hone in on.
Mm-mm.
Like, we could probably like catch up on like the couple months, but like truly... It'll be good, but I guess we could also, like, develop into other things.
Because if we're not going to get personal, because before this one, we were like, let's not get personal, but, like, he talking about a bunch of personal stuff.
But, like, we don't want to jump into that because that didn't happen. So...
Didn't exist.
We had no idea what the fuck we're talking about. Industry, have to produce more videos and more content to get to you all. And that's what I plan on doing as a...
You?
Nation.
That's what you plan on doing.
Yeah.
Not us.
Us, of course. But, like, remember, there's always an I in me. So when you... Full circle. Like the one of life.
I like my circles to be spheres.
That's not a circle, then. That's a sphere. Three-dimensional.
Well?
It's like calling a cube a square.
They are...
No, a cube is a cube because it's three-dimensional.
What's
calling a pyramid a triangle.
What's a three-dimensional square?
Well, it has its own name. It's called a cube.
What's a cube on two dimensions?
Well, a cube on two dimensions...
Is this a fucking square is not a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square? Because they are the same fucking thing.
No. There's no looking up. No. This is a wrap... This is a into
one last thing.
This is a
cube
over.
Is made of squares. I mean, obviously, but
I was correct.
We're both fucking right.
Thank
though.
You for tuning in.
We are going to have more. This will be continued in the next podcast for sure.
All right.
Thank you for watching SNL. Bad Times with Sean and Lawrence.
Subscribe, like, comment, do all of that.
And if you know you all liked it, man, leave us a follow on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts.
Yes. YouTube, subscribe. I think I said that.
You already did. Subscribe, comment, rate.
Like the video. Do it. Do whatever. Just
TikTok,
throw it up.
TikTok clips.
If we should do that. All right, guys.
We definitely got some from this one.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to flip you off.
Peace out.
Peace. Oh, I don't know why I don't like that.